हरिः ओम तत्सत्, हरिः ओम तत्सत्, जय गुरु। सी मेनी ऑफ यू आर डिवोटीज एंड यू हैव फनी आइडियाज अबाउट डिवोशन, अबाउट गॉड, एंड दीज आइडियाज ऑफन आई फाइंड आर नॉट प्रैक्टिकल एंड बेनिफिशियल ऑल्सो, बिकॉज डिवोशन ऑफ एनी काइंड शुड मेक द डिवोटी हैप्पी, चेयरफुल, कॉन्फिडेंट एंड ऑल रिसीविंग एंड ऑल एसिमिलेटिंग। But in how many cases you find devotees to be so? So there is a cardinal incompleteness in the so-called devotion, concept of God and practice of devotion. You have to approach the subject in different ways. Our shastras also do it. Today I thought I would tell you about, if you want to live in this world with confidence and lightness of the heart, never finding dejection, you have to cultivate minimum three qualities. These qualities are of the mind. One is love. When you start having love, automatically somebody or something has to be loved. What will you love? The whole world. It cannot be particularly focused on X or Y. The members of the family have a relationship, so I don't have to tell you, you should love them. You already have a relationship. We say you love the people who are otherwise not related to you or in your fold. So that lovingness is very important. Whether you get love from another or you express love from yourself, subjectively the benefit of love enrichment will be the same. This is a high research point. I don't think you will grasp it very soon. There are some people who will say, I have not got enough love from my parents. Okay, those days are gone. Now when you start expressing love, it is from your mind love starts expressing. So because your mind becomes a fountain of love, that also has the same effect as your having been loved by your parents. Then also the mind is full with love received. Here the mind will be full with love expressed and given. So the only way for people who feel I have lacked my love from the parents, it is better that they take to loving others and expressing love. So sneha or prema is one quality that you should cultivate. The second quality is moda. Moda means contentment and delight. In order to generate delight, you need only your mind and nothing else. So try to be contented. Make the mind cheerful by getting away all kinds of negative items and having positive thoughts. Then the third quality that you must have is upeksha. Upeksha means what? Indifference. What is indifference? You have to think repeatedly about it. In our life, we may have many developments, many events, many relationships. We may not like them. Whether you like them or not, when a fact of life is facing you, you have to accept it. It may be the birth of a child or a death of the child. It may be getting some favors or not getting them. Maybe a misfortune or a fortune. Let anything come in life. You must have a sense of indifference towards whatever is there and whatever has gone away from you. Oh, I missed that opportunity. That person said something I did not like. Hush, kush, kush. Never think like that. There are people who dislike you. There are people who have done harm to you. Are you to remember all these things? Suppose you remember, whose mind becomes a cremation ground? Why do you want to make your mind a furnace? He said something, he did something. It is a bygone story. Are you not to be thinking about the fresh present rather than? Similarly, you may contract an infection or a disease. A surgical treatment is given. Maybe it damages one part or the other. Something or the other. I had an operation in which part of my body was scraped and removed. And another operation, two important organs have been cut short. Oh, I had an operation. Chot, 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 chot. What is this? Why are we not indifferent to it? Maybe some incurable disease comes to you. Oh, this disease is incurable. Therefore what? It should not have come. It has come. It did not seek my permission. It did not give me an advance notice. Life is always inescapably limited. Simply accept it and be indifferent to it. How many days will I live? How many years shall I live? In the so many years I live, I must simply be free, cheerful, delightful. So this upeksha is something very important. Unfortunately, people don't know that upeksha is necessary in order to live happily in this world. We are becoming old, and old age possesses. Oh, my old age has come. Why are you thinking like that? Even the dearest person, suppose he dies or leaves you. Oh, he was dear to me, he also expressed dearness. Now I understand he is not dear. Okay, accept it. Be indifferent to it. Now this is a very precious mind, a mind that is beautiful and excellent. You must have love, you must have contentment, you must have upeksha, a sense of indifference. These are called prema, moda and upeksha. These are the three important virtues. Listen to them, cultivate them, be nourished by them and be happy, free and lucky. Hari Om Tatsa. Jai.